USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. They're counting nearly 500,000 customers without power around Detroit, just one area of the upper Midwest dealing with a huge winter storm. Airlines have canceled nearly 1,000 flights so far around the country, according to FlightAware. Another system could bring snow to sea level on the coastline around the Oregon-California border. And for the first time in about 30 years, Los Angeles County is under a blizzard warning. A very different story in the southeast, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
We're looking at temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s across a good portion of the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic, with mid-80s, perhaps 90 degrees further to the south across the southeast and along the Gulf Coast.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has been visiting people in East Palestine, Ohio, a day after former President Trump came to the town dealing with the effects of the derailment, crash, and release of deadly chemicals from a freight train nearly 3 weeks ago. Buttigieg noted that Trump said he knew nothing about the easing of regulations on moving hazardous materials that happened in the last weeks of his time in office.
I heard him say he had nothing to do with it, even though it was in his administration. So if he had nothing to do with it, and they did it in his administration against his will, maybe he could come out and say that he supports us moving in a different direction.
Some House Republicans are in Yuma, Arizona today for a Judiciary Committee hearing on immigration, or what the panel labeled the Biden border crisis. No Democrats are taking part. The interest rate on the most popular type of home mortgage has ticked up. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed rate now stands at an average of 6.5%, up from 6.3% last week. Add up all the value of every house in the USA, and it comes out to about $45.3 trillion. The real estate firm Redfin says that's down by nearly 5% from last year. This is USA News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Chong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Well, you can forget about the governor of Pennsylvania asking Senator John Fetterman to resign. Mark Shapiro says he's received no pressure from fellow Democrats over Fetterman, who checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center last week to treat severe depression. What about that national divorce dividing the USA into separate red and blue states? Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene raised the idea earlier this week. People on both sides of the aisle were quick to condemn it, or at least disagree.
I believe that the best pushback is a national renewal, not a national divorce.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz on Fox this morning. Others, including former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, say divorce is just another word for secession, which is unconstitutional. Economist Stephen Ratner says the red states would lose a lot of money from the federal government under any kind of divorce.
They wouldn't have money for their projects. They wouldn't have new bridges. They wouldn't have federal installations in their districts. They wouldn't have food stamps, and they wouldn't have Medicaid to help cushion their residents against pretty extreme poverty.
Most majority Republican states like Mississippi, Alabama, and Missouri receive far more in federal spending than they contribute in taxes. Some Republican strategists tell the D.C. website The Hill Green's comments are only meant to provoke and help her raise campaign money. One GOP political pro also reminds us Green's own state, Georgia, isn't all that red. It has 2 Democratic senators. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.